Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you several verses from Isaiah chapter 8 and talk to you about preparing for a crisis. Isaiah 8, beginning at verse 11, says this, "For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, 'Do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble. They shall fall and be broken, be snared and taken.'" At the time of this prophecy, the combined armies of Israel and Syria had destroyed much of Judah. Their armies either encircled Jerusalem or were on their way to do that. They planned to overthrow King Ahaz of Judah and to set their own man on the throne. You can find a reference to that in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 6. The people of Judah were tempted to put their trust in the Assyrians, who were proud and strong and bold and infamous for their cruelty. Notice God's word to the people of Judah at the time of coming crisis. He said, "Do not say a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats." Isaiah and the people of Judah were tempted to give in to fear and panic, knowing the dangerous place they were in. Isaiah's prophecy declared the armies of Syria and Israel would not succeed in conquering Judah. But the Assyrians, who they trusted to help them, would attack them and do much damage. In the midst of these complicated political alignments, it would be easy to let your heart or mind settle on conspiracies and threats. But God told them, don't let that happen. So hear these words from Isaiah chapter 8. "The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear." Instead of fearing conspiracies and threats, Judah needed to fear God. Instead of seeing themselves at the mercy of opposing armies, they needed to see themselves in God's hands. They needed to worry about their position with the Lord instead of their position with their enemies. If they did this, then they would find, as Isaiah wrote, "He will be as a sanctuary." The Lord will be our sacred place, our place of protection. He will keep us safe from our enemies. For those who trust in him, the Lord will be as a sanctuary. But for those who don't, he will be, as Isaiah wrote, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Instead of finding protection from the Lord, they would trip over the Lord, so to speak, falling to destruction. Isaiah said that many among them shall stumble, they shall fall and be broken. This reminds me of what it says in Psalm 2, verse 12. It says this, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him." Friends, if we'll listen, God will say the same thing to us in seasons of approaching crisis. Don't put your eyes on the crisis itself and let them be fixed permanently on that. No, be real about the world around you, but get your eyes and your confidence on the Lord. That's something that we can all do and do today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.